thank you for the country of Canada that allows us this freedom.
我们也谢谢您为了这加拿大，使我们能够有这样学习的自由。
We pray for Christians in other countries who cannot meet in public like this.
我们也为那一切在其他国家里不能够像我们这样自由聚会的基督徒们献上祈求。
We pray for them that they may be encouraged and strengthened to serve the Lord where they are.
求您鼓励他们，坚固他们，能让他们依然服侍跟随我们的主。
And we are conscious, Father, that some have not come because of the coronavirus today.
主啊，我们知道今天有许多人没有来，是因为这流行的疫病。
We pray that you would give us wisdom and common sense about this problem.
也求您给我们智慧和常识来应对这些麻烦。
That we might consider one another.
让我们彼此能够看顾。
Thank you that the Word of God and the Spirit of God are available this morning to us.
也求神的话和神的灵今天上午能与我们同在。
We pray that you would help us in our study today.
也求您在我们学习中帮助我们。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的
名。Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you should have an outline that has a front and a back.
有一个单张啊，正反面都有的。
The front says, "Will the real blind man please stand up?"
标题就是呢，真的瞎子请站起来。
Okay, the text is John chapter 9.
用的经文就是约翰福音的九章。
So, we're under the part of the outline called the storyline.
所以我们现在呢是在这个单章里的这个部分叫故事线，故事线条。
And today we pick up in the story. Let's go back and begin in verse 6 and read down through verse 24 today.
好，我们今天来读六节到二十四节。我们一人一节。
We'll read around, sure.
一人一节，我们顺序读一下。第六节，约翰福音九章六节到二十四节。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，用唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，
对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗。希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣，他去一洗，回头就看见了。
他的邻居和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说，这不是从前做的讨饭的吗？
有人说是他，又有人说不是，却是像他，他自己说是我。
他们对他说，你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？
他回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他和泥抹我的眼睛，对我说，你往希罗亚池子去洗，我一去洗就看见了。
他们说那个人在哪里，他说我不知道。
他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。
耶稣和泥开了他眼睛的日子是安息日。
法利赛人也问他是怎么的看见的。瞎子对他们说，他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。
法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不是安息日。
又有人说，一个罪人怎么能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。
他们又对瞎子说，他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？他说是个先知。
犹太人不信。
犹太人不信他从前是瞎子，是瞎眼。后来能看见的，等到叫了他的父母来，
问他们说，这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见的呢？
他父母回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道。是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了， 若有认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出会堂。
因此他父母说，他已经成人了，你问他吧，你们问他吧。
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说，你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。
Okay, thank you. Now, in your outline, we're following the story as it develops.
所以在这个故事线上呢，我们是跟着这个故事的进展啊，来往下走。
So this blind man is sitting along the way somewhere near the temple.
所以这个瞎子呢，坐在圣殿的某个地方。
And the disciples asked the Lord, why is this man blind? Is it something he did or that his parents did?
所以这个门徒就问这个耶稣啊，说他为什么瞎眼呢？是他做了什么，还是他父母呢？
And the Lord Jesus said, no, the reason is so that the glory of God, the works of God, could be made open and declared.
那神说呢，不是，是使他身上显出神的作为和荣耀了。
And then the Lord Jesus addresses the man and his problem.
所以主耶稣就在这里来针对了这个人的麻烦啊，来应对了。
And then he does we called it a strange act and a strange command.
所以神就给了他一个奇怪的命令或行动。
What was the strange act?
这个奇怪的行动。
That he did.
他做了什么呢？
The Lord Jesus. What was so strange about it?
主耶稣做的这是有什么奇怪的事吗？
He spat on the ground.
他吐唾沫在地上。
And then he picked it up. That sounds pretty gross, really.
然后又把它捡起来，这个是奇怪的。
When he picked it up, he mixed it with the dirt, the clay.
然后他捡起来呢，就是泥呀，和一和。
And he took it and he anointed. Afternoon shift. Good to see you, Roy. Great. Good. So he takes the clay that he or the spittle and the clay mixed, and he anoints the eyes of the blind man.
就他吐唾沫在地上，弄和了这个泥呢，又抹在那瞎子的眼睛上。
So that was a strange act. What is the strange command that he gives him?
那这个奇怪的命令是什么呢？这是奇怪的一个行动，还有一个奇怪的命令。
Okay, go wash in the pool. Now, why is that strange?
他去希罗亚池子洗，为什么这个命令奇怪呢？
We learned quite a few things about this last week, so just think about last week.
所以我们上一周，大家回想一下，我们上周其实讲了一点。
Approximately how far away is the pool?
从这里到池子有多远呢？
About a kilometer.
大约一公里。
That's a guess, but it's not one block away.
所以不是一个街区那么近了。
The guy is still blind.
就记得这个
hadn't received his sight.
瞎子还是瞎子，他还没有看见。
Okay. And The command was go and wash. Okay. Why is that strange?
为什么这个很奇怪呢？
Well, in most cases, Jesus just touches people, right? And they're healed.
很多时候耶稣就是触碰了一下病人就好了。
And yet the man is not healed yet.
这个人呢还没有被医治。
And let me suggest this man will not be healed unless he obeys the command.
所以我要告诉大家呢， 这个人除非他顺服了神的命令，否则他其实得不着医治。
But the scriptures will verify, as we read this morning, that he did obey the command.
所以圣经会证明呢，他真的顺服了神的话。
But before I leave, I want to call you, before I leave that verse, I want to call your attention to verse 7 one more time.
所以我往下走之前呢，我要让大家再看一下第七节。
It's a two-letter word.
这是一个两个词的话。
And the two-letter word is go.
这两个词就是去，两个字母。
I am intrigued with little simple words in the Bible.
Intrigued,
surprised, amazed.
就他很诧异和
interested，
很有兴趣啊。圣经里一些很简单的词。
Many times.The small three, four-letter words are very significant in the Bible.
有的时候一个两个字母的、三个字母、四个字母的词啊，在圣经里都很重要。
The word go is very significant.
所以去啊，在这里就很重要。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why is the word go significant?
为什么这个去这个词如此重要？
If I said, go get my cap, go get my coat, please.
我说你去。
Maybe I don't even say please. Go get my coat.
如果我没有讲请了，我说去，把我的外套拿来，把我的帽子拿来。
You might say to me, who do you think you are? Go get your coat yourself.
可能你会说呢，你以为你是谁啊？你自己去拿吧。
No authority.
因为没有，我没有权柄啊。我在这里，我不能说你去帮我把外套拿。
Go get my lunch.
去帮我把午餐拿来。
Yeah. But when Jesus says go, why is that significant? Because he has all authority.
为什么耶稣说去就如此重要呢？因为他有一切的权柄。
Let's go to Luke chapter 7 just for a moment.
我们来到路加的七章啊，看一下子。
Luke chapter 7. Verse 8, Luke chapter 7 and verse 8.
那路加的七章的八节。
The man who is speaking here, he is a man who knows about authority.
这是说话的这个人，他是知道。
He's in the army. He's in the military.
因为他是在军队里。
And he has requested that the Lord Jesus come and heal a servant of his who is sick.
所以他呢，请求耶稣呢来医治他下面的一个仆人。
And so in verse 8, this army officer says, I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me.
所以他说呢，我也是一个人呢，在我下面是有兵的。
And notice what is it? I say to one, go.
然后我呢，就跟他说呢，去。
And he goes.
他就去。
Now, let's just stop for a moment. Why, if a army officer says to a soldier under him, if he says, go dig that ditch right now, why does that soldier do that?
那我来想想这个场景。假设一个军官 跟他底下的士兵说去，去挖那个坑，然后他的士兵就会去。为什么这士兵会去？
Does that because he is under the authority of his officer above him?
对，因为他当然，因为他在他的上面的权柄之下嘛。
Do you know if you have no chain of authority in the military, you have total confusion.
对，你可以想一想，假设你没有在一个军队里的权柄体系下，那就整个就很混乱。
Imagine there's a battle, and the general says charge.
你可以想一想，假设是一个战场啊，然后将军说呢冲锋。
And the guys go, who do you think you are? We're not charging. We're not going.
然后这底下的士兵说，你以为你是谁呀、啊？我们不冲锋，我们不去。
You would have total disarray, confusion. There would be no order, and there would be no assault either.
对，然后也这时候就完全没有秩序，很混乱，也不可能发起冲锋，他发起进攻。
So why then does the soldier respond to the officer above him? Why?
为什么士兵是要向他上面的军官负责呢？
Because in the military, you must submit to those over you in authority.
因为在军队里，你必须要把自己的行动权呢交给你顶上的军官。
And it's serious if you don't submit.
如果你不这么做，后果是很严重的。
You imagine the general saying charge, and this guy says I'm not going. The general says, anybody else want to stay here?
你可以想一想，在真打仗的时候，如果将军说冲锋，然后有个人说我才不去呢，然后这将军可能就直接把他枪毙了，然后一问，剩下还有谁愿意像他这样？
Yeah.So it is very serious. You cannot rebel against authority.
所以这个很严重啊，就是你不可能去背逆一个权柄。
And so I am amazed how we rebel against the authority of the Lord Jesus.
所以我常会很诧异呢，就是我们是怎么样背逆我们的主。我们这个真正的权柄主耶稣的。
Okay. Let's go to John chapter 1.
我们来看一下约翰福音的一章。
I'll show you what I mean.
我们告诉大家是什么意思。
Oh, by the way, the army officer realized Jesus had all authority.Okay, and this was the point. We'll study that some other time. But the significance of a command.
所以我们刚才那个故事啊，我们今天就不细讲。那个军官呢，他知道耶稣有全部的权柄啊，所以这个故事是一个很好的结果。
So in John chapter 1, in verse 11,
约翰福音的一章十一节
he came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Now, if you want to make a little note in your Bible, I'll give you a little secret about understanding verse 11.
如果你想在圣经上做一些这个笔记呢，我就给你十一节哈讲一讲。
There's a difference between the two words. I don't know how it is in the Chinese, but he came to his own. That's one word, and his own. It's a different word. Did not receive him.
所以。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。这是两个自己的是不同的词。
So the first time the word in English, O-W-N, the first time he came to his own, it means to his own things, to his own creation.
所以第一个呢， 讲到自己的，是在讲他自己的东西，他自己的创造。
So remember, Jesus is the creator. Remember that.
要记得耶稣才是那创造主。
Colossians chapter 1 says, all things seen and unseen were created by Jesus.
那哥罗西书一章说，一切能见不能见的都是耶稣造的。
So he comes to his own, we're going to put in parentheses, creation, things.
所以他来到他自己的，我们可以把它解成呢，他自己的创造。
So give me an example of how creation respected the authority of the creator.
给我一个例子，被造物怎么样尊重顺服他的。
Give me an example.
给我一个例子。
The waves and the wind. Remember, they were in Galilee and there was a big storm.
记得那个风和浪啊，在加利利海上的一个大风浪。
And Jesus stands in the boat and he speaks to wind and to waves.
然后耶稣站在船上，对风对风浪来说话。
What happened?
他说完之后怎么样呢？
The waves and the wind says. Yes, sir.
然后这个狂风和巨浪就说好。
Yeah,
这个军官我听你。
The disciples said, "Where did this man come from?"
然后门徒说这个人从哪里来的？
In Luke chapter 8, you read that account. I think it's verse 22 and following. But they said, "What manner of man is this?"
说这是什么样的人呢？
That even the wind and the waves obey him.
即使风浪都听了他。
Yeah. Again, a little take on the word. What manner of man means of what country does this man come from?
或者呢，他说这个人是从哪个国家来的。
And of course the conclusion is, he's not from around here. You know.
结论就是他不是从这个地方出来的。
He's not one of us.
他不是我们中间的一个。
You know, something special about him. Okay, so he speaks to wind and waves. They say, peace, be still, calm. Okay.
他对这风浪说停就停了。
Give me another example of creation responding to the voice of the creator.
再给我一个例子。受造物顺服造物主。
那些动物们到那个挪亚方舟里面去。
Yeah. The, all those animals walk into the ark.
Oh, wow. That's very interesting.
这个是非常有意思。
Yes.
是的，是的。
Yes, yes. Wow.Now you caused me to check something. Now I'm going to have to go. I know it's true, but I want to check a word here and see.
这是非常好的一个例子，非常好。我们先看一下那个原文是怎么讲的。
Yep, that's right. You're right. You're right.
你是对的。
That's in verse 19.
Yeah, 十九节啊，七章，不对。
Genesis 2 and 19. Just check every verse 19 in the Bible. You'll find it eventually.
二章十九节.
Okay. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them.So,
创世纪二章十九节，耶和华神用土造成野地各样的走兽和空中各样的飞鸟，都带到那人面前，叫他看他叫什么，那人怎样叫个人的活物，就是他的名字。
Yeah. So here's the way that went, I think. The Lord or God or the Trinity doesn't matter. The Creator says, "Excuse me, all beasts of the field." All birds of the air, come, follow me. Now I know he said, follow me. Because he led them into the ark. He led them in. Okay, how do I know that? Because in chapter 7, he's in the ark. Come, remember, Noah, come in with me, and all the beasts and all the birds should come in. So very good observation.
就是呢，他说我猜呢，应该当时是，他说天上的飞鸟你听着啊，地上的走兽都听着，现在我要进方舟，你们跟我来啊，这些动物就跟着他进去。啊，我们怎么知道他在方舟里呢？因为在七章里，创世纪七章，他是告诉挪亚进来到我这里来，所以神是在方舟里，所以他带着动物也带着挪亚一家进了方舟。
So creation animals, creation elements, wind, all respect the authority of the creator. Anything else?
所以风和浪动物它都是尊敬着造物主。还有什么吗？
没关系。
The fishing, when Peter fishing,
asked to cast
the net on the side of the river.
Yeah.
Side of the boat.
Side of the boat, yeah. Peter says, we fished all night, we didn't get anything.
是的，这是很好的故事。彼得说我打了一晚上啥没打到。
And beside that, we're the fishermen, you're the carpenter.
而且呢，我们是渔夫啊，你是木匠。
You know, what do you know about fishing anyhow?
你怎么知道怎么打鱼呢？
Nevertheless,
但是
at your command,
我听从你的命令，我去撒一下网。
And so the Lord said to a school of fish, I have a plan for you today. Go get yourself caught in that net over there.
所以是耶稣就对那群鱼说，今天对你们有个旨意，好，可以进到那个网里去了。
Very good, very good. Can you think of another one?
还能想其他的吗？
Where creation is respecting the voice of the creator.
所以受造物是尊重造物主的声音。
Once Jesus cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree withered.
That's right. That's right.
耶稣有一次咒诅了那无花果树啊，无花果树。
I'm not sure where. I know that's true, but did anybody know where that is? I think he's on his way to Jerusalem, Palm Sunday, or somebody find that. That would be a good reference for us to look, where the Lord Jesus spoke to a fig tree and cursed it. Yeah. Said, you're done. Duh. Okay.
So, 有一次耶稣对着一个无花果树说了咒诅的话，然后这个树就枯干了啊。
Fig tree, blossom fruit, saw you under.
Yeah, Matthew also.
Matthew 21:18.
Yeah. Okay. Matthew 21:18. Let's
see. Okay. Okay. Let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away.
所以耶稣说，从今以后你们不结果子，那无花果树就立刻枯干了。
Now, this is obviously an example of how that nature, like wind and everything, how that nature, now a tree, you'd say, can a tree hear? You know, I mean, how does a tree obey?
所以你可能会想，这个树能听见吗？这个树怎么能顺服呢？
And if a tree could hear and obey, why did Jesus pronounce judgment on the tree?
那树也能听见，那耶稣为什么对树来说一个审判的话呢？
Any suggestion?
有什么建议吗？He said that water also to God, like Moses split the rest.
Oh, we're going to another one. Okay. That's okay. Water. Yes, yes. Water spring up, water go down. Yes, Moses, the rock. Very good. Creation is under the authority of the Creator. Very good.
非常好，对，摩西这个也是很好的例子。受造物顺服在造物主手。
But why do we think, or what does the Scripture say was the reason Jesus pronounced judgment on the fig tree? Why?
圣经里怎么讲到耶稣对一个无花果树行审判？ No fruit.
No fruit.
结果子预表那个人不常出那个没有好的果子给别人。
Okay, there was something on the fig tree, though. It wasn't barren.
有一些在无花果树上。
Had leaves.
它有叶子。
Okay, so evidently, who knows about stuff like that, G? If there are leaves on a fig tree, if there are leaves on a plant, at some point it should have fruit, I guess, if it's a fruit tree.
Yeah, it has to blossom. There has to be flower there. And the nation of Israel was not flowering. The nation of Israel rejected the Messiah. And the fig tree is a symbol of Israel. That's one of the symbols of Israel. So they had rejected their Messiah. And I'm not sure if that goes along with that, but he cursed that fig tree. And the fig tree dried up. Not only were there no, you know, flowers and fruit produced from that tree, but also the leaves fell down. And from that time on, Israel has always been cursed, you know, you could say. And they went into such agony and sufferings from that time on when they rejected their Messiah. Because 70 AD...
就是呢
，It's good, but give him a chance.
无花果树呢，总是预表着以色列啊，所以在当时呢，这个树呢，一般来说，只要你有叶子的树呢，就一定会开花，会结果。但这棵树呢，有叶子却没有花，也没有果，这其实就是当时以色列人的情形，就是他们拒绝了他们的弥赛亚，他们就是想要叶子，想要得，但他不愿意给啊。所以从那个时候耶稣咒诅这棵无花果树之后呢，以色列人就进到了一个漫长时间的被咒诅的状态，因为他们拒绝了他们的救赎主，所以他们就进到了这个被咒诅的状态。所以这是在预表以色列的整个以色列族的这个后来要发生的事。
Because the Lord Jesus talks about the last days, about the fig tree, that when itThe fig tree is the people of Israel. They were all scattered all over the world. And the Lord knew that they were going to come, he was going to bring them back to Israel in the last days. And Israel, it was a desert, it was a malaria-infested land, and nobody wanted it. And the people of Israel from Russia and from all different parts of Europe, they came back to Israel, and a country was formed in one day.
So, 耶稣也预见到了未来啊，以色列人再回归这块地方的这一天，在这之前呢，整个地全地都是以色列全地都是非常荒凉的。当他复国的那个时候呢，全世界各地的犹太人呢，各个国家都不能把他们留住啊，他们在一夜之间，这个国家就又重新建立起来。
The country is blooming now. The desert, which was nothing but a wasteland.Is now the most productive land in the world. Their economy is doing so well that it's amazing the hand of the Lord working there.
所以神的手啊，在这个事情上所做的工是很神奇的。那一块荒漠之地啊，很多近两千年之久荒凉之地，现在都是非常的出产丰富啊，非常的富饶。
Okay, and thank you. And verse 19. When he saw the tree by the road, it had leaves, but it didn't have any fruit on it. No figs, which gave the impression that it was alive and that you're going to be satisfied when you get to the fig tree, only to find out that there were no figs. I think it speaks of hypocrisy, of presenting something that you are not.
所以这里还有一点呢，就是这个无花果呢，果树呢，外表看起来很有生命，啊，但有很多叶子的往，大家都觉得它可应该会有果子，所以它代表一种假冒伪善的状态。就当你走近了，你突然发现呢，它什么也不能给你，它只有叶子，啊，那假冒伪善的人就是这样，就是它外表看起来它好像很有生命。但其实他给不了你任何东西。
So the point is, he speaks to a tree, and the tree dies.
所以这里的点是
withers.
他向一棵树说话呢，这棵树就枯萎了。
Okay, let's move along. We got a few more minutes before the break. Let's think of some other ways that creation and everything in creation respects the voice of the creator.
啊，我们再想几个点啊，那受造物来尊重受造物。
You've had some good ones, so keep them coming.
的声音，大家已经给了非常好的几个例子啊，再想一想。
The untrained donkey that the Lord rode on into Jerusalem.
Okay, that's in the same chapter, actually.
就是让这个没有人骑过的一个驴驹啊，载着耶稣就进了耶路撒冷啊，这是。
That's back in verse 4 and 5, things like that. Or that.
同样的一章啊，就是大概四五节，四五节就是四节和五节。
Jesus is going to ride into Jerusalem on the colt or the offspring, a young donkey.
耶稣要骑了一个驴驹子，就是小驴进耶路撒冷。
And as far as we know, untrained, never been ridden on before. If you try to put a burden, or if you try to ride an animal that is never been trained, he will buck you off. But he didn't with the Lord Jesus.
像这种没有负过重的驴驹呢，是要训练的。你是不可能上来就把重物放在他身上，他会把他掀翻的，所以这个事情发生是个神迹啊，它是不可能的。
We've talked about fish, and there's a number of cases where fish respond, and we've talked about water coming out of a rock. I'm thinking about another incident where water has to almost change its chemistry. Yeah, think about that. Water had to change its chemistry or its form for Jesus to do what he was doing.
对，我们看见了水是这样，听神的话，静安静下来。还有一个场合呢，水要改变它的结构，它的化学成分啊，那也是在耶稣的话语里。
That was the very first miracle that Jesus did, right?
这是耶稣做的第一个神迹。
Oh, I'm thinking of another one. Yes, you're right. Okay, we know where that one is, John chapter 2, right? Uh-huh. I know a joke about that. Let's look at it in John chapter 2, then I'll tell you a joke.
约翰福音的二章啊。约翰二章，水变酒。
Okay, you go with that one.
This was a wedding that was to take place in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus and the disciples were invited to this marriage supper, and unfortunately they ran out of wine, and the family didn't know. It's a real disgrace if you run out of wine, because this is one of the things that they give to the guests. And so Jesus' mother said to the Lord Jesus, to her son, she said, they don't have any wine.
所以这次是耶稣的母亲啊，和耶稣还有一些门徒一起去参加一个婚宴，但是呢，在婚宴的场合里呢，酒没了，这是非常 尴尬的事情啊，就是宾客那里没有酒喝了，所以耶稣的母亲就对耶稣说呢，啊，你可以就让他们听，让仆人们听耶稣的啊，就是让耶稣来解决这个问题。
Okay, so the mother of Jesus told the servants to fill these containers up with water, right to the brim, and the Lord Jesus told those servants to serve that to the guests.
所以耶稣告诉那些仆人呢，把水倒在缸里，然后呢，把这个水呢再舀出来，就去给那个宾客喝。
And he had changed the water into wine.
然后他已经把水呢分子结构变成酒了。
And the wine was the, I guess, the most perfect wine that you could have, because these people that tasted it, they said, "You've kept this wine, this best wine, till the end." Normally, what they do is they feed people, give people good wine in the beginning.And then when they're drunk and they don't have that taste left anymore, they don't care what they're drinking, they don't even know what they're drinking, they serve that later on. So anyways, they said, you kept the best wine till the last, you know, instead of in the beginning. That's what they normally do, is serve the best wine in the beginning.
对，所以在这一次呢，耶稣把酒变成水变成酒之后端出去啊，给宾客喝，这可能是世界上最好的酒啊，因为是神直接造出来，所以宾客们都说呢，别人家请客都是先把好酒端上来啊，你呢就把最好的留在后面啊，因为一般呢好酒放在前面大家才能尝得到嘛，到后面人都喝差不多了，都感觉不了这个酒好了，就说明这个酒极其好。
So I have a joke.
他有
Don't tell anybody.
他有一个
Hunter recorder. This is just between us, okay? There was a preacher who was driving his car and he was weaving back and forth in the road as though he was intoxicated.
那他开着车呢，有一点摇摇晃晃的，然后外人看来他应该喝醉了的样子。
And the policeman stopped him.
然后一个警察就把他拦下来了。
And so the policeman comes up to the car, to the window, and he says to this man, he says, "Have you been drinking?"
然后警察上来就问他，说你是不是喝酒了？
He said, "No." He said, "What's that bottle on the seat beside you?"
然后警察说，那你这个座位底下那个瓶子是干什么的？
He said, "That's water."
然后他说那是水啊。
So the policeman took it and he smelled of it and he said, "That's not water, that's wine."
然后那个警察拿了闻了一下，说这不是酒，是不是水，是酒。
And the preacher said, "The Lord did it again."
That's
a joke. That's a joke.
这是个笑话，不要把这当真。
But you know, we're talking about the animals obeying the Lord, and that was 2,000 years ago. We're talking about in the Bible, okay? But let me tell you, today He's the same God. Okay, yesterday, today, and forever, He's the same.And let me tell you an experience in my life, and that was just three, four years ago. I was having problems. I think I've told you this story to some of the people here already. I was having problems with beavers. Beavers like to dam.
Oh boy,
they like
to
dam
what to
the
do
water.
With
oh, sorry.
Yeah. No. 就是呢，他呢，他说这个故事哈，其实虽然是2000年前的，然后无论再更远的这个。动物听神的话啊，这里风浪听神的话，但是神是不变的，今天神还是这样的啊，他自己也有亲身的经历啊，那就说呢，他以前跟大家讲过一个，就是他跟海狸的故事。
The beavers, this is in an I'm at our blueberry farm. The beavers were damming close to the driveway. There's a pond right close to, right adjacent to the driveway. They were damming that, and the road was almost being flooded by water. And they were damming in the back of the house, and the water was getting so high that it was going to flood my basement in the house.
然后呢，他们家呢，这个海狸在哪呢？就在他们家的那个 Nanaimo 的农场里，有好一些。然后这些海狸干什么呢？他们特别喜欢水，所以他们总是在他家的后院和车库出去到路上的那个车道上啊，去搭那个坝。海狸把那个坝搭起来以后呢，存水，所以那个水呢就要倒灌进他的车库和他的地下室了。
The animals are so fast. I would take the dam down. It would take me a long time to take the dam down so the water can flow. And,
next morning.
Yeah, and overnight they would build it up again.
对。然后记者就开始跟海狸有一场艰苦的作战了哈。每天呢，他白天把这个坝呢打掉、清掉呢，海狸晚上迅速的又建起来啊，而且总是比他快，动物的动作总是比他快。
So either I could do that, take the dams down every day, or do my farm work. It's farm season.
然后这时候呢，他又是农作的季节哈，他农忙，所以他那边很忙，他每天白天还要花好多时间把这个坝清掉啊，他干脆也就做不了工了。
So I was so tired, and I just got on my knees and I said, Lord.I said, those are your creatures, not my creatures. I can't speak to them, but you can speak to them.
然后呢，他实在是太精疲力尽了，他就跪下来祷告，他说：“主啊，这些是你的受造物，不是我造。我跟他们说话不管用，你跟他们说话管用啊。”
And I said, you can send them away somewhere else. They can jump them down somewhere else.
你可以。
My neighbor's property.
他说：“你可以把它拆到其他地方去，你把这些海狸赶走啊，拆到你告诉他们去哪别的地方啊。”
And you know something? The Lord heard my prayers and my cries. Those animals went away somewhere. I took the dam down, and there was no more activity there with the.
你猜呢？就我祷告之后，神就听了我的祷告，然后这海狸就走了。所以我最后一次白天把那几个海狸搭起来的坝挪开了以后，它再也没搭起来。
And then one year I was having problems with the birds, the starlings. There were so many birds, and they were eating all the blueberries. And those birds are very very bad. They destroy more than they eat.
然后呢，他又有一年呢碰到鸟灾，这个呢他的蓝莓厂呢是最怕这个鸟，就是鸟会过来呢把那成熟的蓝莓全吃光了。啊，这些鸟呢非常坏啊，吃得极快。
And the same thing again. I was helpless. I knew that I wouldn't have any crop left.
然后再一次他就全然无助啊，因为他知道他如果不动不做什么的，他全部就绝收了，吃光了鸟。
So I prayed again to the Lord, and He heard my cries.
然后他就又跪下来祷告，求神，他神就听见了他的呼求。
I said, Lord, you can speak to those birds, and you can.Send them away somewhere else.
我说主啊，你能跟这些鸟说话，你能把它们带走啊。
And he heard my prayers, and he didn't send the birds somewhere else, but he sent hawks into the area. Hawks are birds of prey, and they chase the birds. They'll eat the birds.
And hawks do not eat berries.
Exactly.
Hawks 可能猫头鹰吧，可能是。对鹰隼，对，所以他神呢听了他的祷告，但是这一次呢不是把鸟带走了，他带了一些鸟的天敌啊，应该是猫头鹰或者鹰之类的这个来啊，就是，然后这些鹰他又不吃这个蓝莓，但他吃鸟啊，所以他把鸟给赶走了。对。
So you know some people might take this book and read it and you know they sort of put it in the back of their head, but this is real.
Yeah.
This is real. We experience the presence of our Lord with us every day. Mm-hmm. Every day He's with us. And we experience that.
所以神是真实的，他每一天跟我们在一起，他那个时候怎样，今天还是怎样。
And you know, some people might say, well, that's not for me, these miracles and things that are happening. Yeah, maybe they happened in the old time. But you know, Jesus is really not working in my life with me.No, He is working in our lives.
所以你要知道，这个你不能这么读圣经说啊，这是那个时候的事，神与他们同在，跟我们没有关系。不，耶稣每一天 在当时怎么跟这些人同在，今天还是在我们的生命里做工。
We've seen so many miracles happening in this building here. People coming to the Lord and being saved.
我们在这个建筑里见到太多的神迹，人进来最后得救信主了。
You know, coming from a country like China, one of my ESL students said, I said, what's the religion over there? They said, they don't have a religion. Money is the religion. They worship money. That's what the religion is.
所以我班上有中国来的学生。我就问他，你们信的宗教是什么？我信的宗教就是钱呢，没有宗教，钱就是我的宗教。
And they come here and they hear the gospel, they receive it, and they're on to a new life in Christ.
然后他在这听见福音，他就接受了基督，得到新生。
It's just wonderful how we work.
真的很美，真的很美。
Okay, it's about, thank you very much. It's about time for a break. I'll just give you one thought you can be thinking about. H2O. Two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
那我们马上要停了，那我们先最后讲一个点，我们告诉大家去想一想，水两个氢一个氧。
Exist in three forms.
可以存在三种状态。
We're going to talk about how Jesus has authority over H2O when we come back.
我们回来之后呢，我给大家讲一下神怎么在水 H2O 的这个水分子
no, H2, not H2O
two in Chinese means 二水分子、啊、神怎么在水分子上有主权的
Father, thank you for our first session this morning, and we ask your blessing as we take a break.
父啊，谢谢您在第一场祝福我们，也求您在我们休息的时候祝福我们。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Okay. Thank you. Last session, we changed water into wine.
上一场呢，我们把水变成酒。
This session, we're going to change water into.Leave you guessing. Right.
上一场我们把水变成酒了，这一场我们要把水变成什么呢？
Father, we are just so enjoying our time together. Thank you for what you're doing.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，能够聚集起来在您的名里，求您带领我们，谢谢您。
Who said Christians can't have fun and enjoy life?
谁说基督徒不能有喜乐，能够在享受地上的生活呢？
The Christians have the greatest life on earth.
因为基督徒在地上其实是有最好的生命。
So Father, we commit this next Bible study into your hands.
我们就把下一场的学习交在您手中。
Pray you will be our teacher through your Spirit.
盼望您是借着圣灵成为我们的老师。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督。
Amen. Amen. Okay, I suggested that water could exist in three forms. I don't know, three.
上次结束之前，我跟大家讲，水有三个形态，对吧？
So tell me, H2O can be in what form?
那告诉我这个水分子 H2O 可以做成什么
？H2O. I know. So you can have water, right? H2O, water, HR, something, whatever it is. And then it can also change its form, change its chemistry. Is that the word? I don't know what I'm talking about.
所以它也可以改变它的物理形态。
If you boil water, what do you get?
你把它烧开了，你会得到什么？
Vapor, right?
得到水蒸气。
Okay. If you freeze water,
你把水冻起来呢？
Ice.
那就是冰。
So we've got solid, liquid, gas.
所以我们有固体、液体和气。
Kind of interesting. It's all H2O.
都是 H2O 的形态。
So some of you, if you're not chemists in that, but like,You got two molecules of hydrogen with one molecule of oxygen. When you get those together, you have water. Okay? So that water can go into three different forms, a solid, a liquid, and a gas.
两个氢原子，一个氧原子，就是一个水分子。
Would we dare say God exists in three forms?
我们也可不可以说呢，神是存在三个形态呢？
He's God, but he exists in three personalities.
他是神呢，他存在于三种的形态，位格里。
We're going to have a Father.
这里有圣父,
Son.
圣子,
and Holy Spirit.
然后圣灵,
now, as we understand it, these are three persons. They have personalities. They have characteristics.
所以有三个位格, 他们都有自己的特性, okay. 他们是独立的。
The Father is different from the Son.
父呢和子不同。
And the Son is different from the Holy Spirit.
子和灵不同。
And the Holy Spirit is different from the Father.
圣灵,
three persons, three personalities.
圣灵和圣父又不同。三个不同的位格。都是神。
But they're all God.
他们都是神。
God exists in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, that's hard to understand.
神存在于父、子和灵的形态，这个很难理解，对我们来说。
But that is what the Bible teaches.
这的确就是圣经教导我们的。
Okay. Just a little help, perhaps.
Yeah, and God created us in His own image. We also are three in one.
Ah.
We are spirit, soul, and body.
Ah. 所以当神造我们的时候呢，我们也是三个合为一的。我们有灵、有魂、有体、有身体。
Mm-hmm. Very good.
非常好。
Okay, so who can tell me where water changed its form and heeded the command of the Creator?
所以谁能告诉我，当水遵从造物主的命令啊，改变它形态是什么样子？
Matthew chapter 14.
马太十四章是什么时候？
Verse
24. 24节。
Now the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary.
那时呢，船在海中，阴风不顺，被浪摇撼。
Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on water.
夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
Now, if you don't think that's difficult, you try that sometimes.
如果你觉得这不难呢，你试一下，找一次。
Like I have never been able to walk on water.
我从来没在水面上能走过。
I have walked through water.
我可以在水里面走就走。
But not on top of water.
但不能站在水上走。
However, it is not impossible. Even for human beings. Keep reading. Verse 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. Now, the reason they thought that was a ghost is because a ghost is a spirit, and a spirit is not heavy, and a spirit could walk on water, I guess. I don't know.
所以灵呢就没有身体，它不会沉下去，所以它可以在任何的。
So 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid."
27节，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
So here's Peter now, watch Peter.
这里彼得。
Peter answered him, said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
主吧，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Okay, now, this comes to another short word. Remember, this whole thing started with a two-letter word, go, and now we're going to come to another word, come.
那我们来到这个经文是因为我们在学一个两个字母的词，去，现在又来了一个简单的词，来。
Okay, so, 29, so he said, come, and when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
Just stop there for a second.
我们先暂时停在
这儿。Have you ever been in a boat?
你在没在船上待过？
Yes, okay. I have a little boat, just a little aluminum boat, fishing boat. But all boats sit on top of the water, right? They don't sit submarine, they go under. Boat sits on top of the water.
所以我有一个小船啊，那所有的船嘛就是在水面上的嘛，否则就叫潜水艇嘛。
And so when you step out of the boat, you actually step down to the level of the water.
所以当你离开船呢，其实你就要跨过船呢，踩到水面上。
Can you imagine that first step when Peter, you still got one foot in the boat, and he puts that other foot over and it solid.
你可以想象彼得啊，他有一只脚还在船上，一只脚要跨出去的时候，他要踩一踩啊，结不结实啊，那个水面结不结实。
So Peter walked on the water to Jesus.
所以彼得呢就在水面上呢就往耶稣那走。
Verse 30, but when he saw that the wind was boisterous, or really blowing and confusing, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!"
因看见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?"
耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他，说，你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？
And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased.
他们上了船，风就住了。
Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, and this is what they said, "Truly, you really are the Son of God."
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子。
So, evidently, if Jesus tells you to do something, if you believe him, you can do it.
那是显然的，如果耶稣告诉你要做一点什么呢，你相信他，你就能做。
So he said to Peter, "Come on, get out of the boat. Come over here. You can do it."
然后耶稣对彼得说，来，到我这里来，你可以做得到。
And as long as Peter believed that, he did it.
只要彼得相信，他就可以做了。
And when he doubted, this is interesting. When he doubted, he did not drown.
注意，这里很有意思。当他怀疑的时候，他没有淹死。
The Lord rescued him.
主救了他。
Even though he lost his faith, the Lord rescued him.
即使他失掉了他的信心，主也救了他。
That's because the promises of God do not depend on the strength of our faith. It depends on God's promises.
所以，因为神的应许啊，不取决于我们的力量啊，信心的力量取决于神的信实。
So I'm just kind of suggesting that Jesus just said to the water, he says, I'm walking out to the boat now, so just firm up right here, just become a solid, and I'm just going to walk out to the boat. Over H-R-O.
那如果呢，彼得说呢，我要站在那，耶稣说好，那我可以走过来，他就在那个 水面上走过去啊，就在这个水分子 HRO 的基础上走过去。
I learned Chinese. Okay, we were talking at the break, maybe you were too. So many examples. Daniel gets thrown into a lion's den, you know?
所以我们在圣经里有很多这样的例子，那但以理呢被丢到狮子坑。
And ordinarily the lions would just, you know, eat him up. You know.
正常呢这种时候狮子就会把它吃了。
But those lions were extremely hungry later the next morning when another group got thrown in to the lion's den. Daniel got out, no harm. The other one, eat them right up.
那这群狮子是极饿的啊，所以在第二天呢，但以理被救出来之后，其又一群人被丢下去，那就那群人就很惨。
So the Lord can say to lions, "Don't eat or eat."
所以主可以跟狮子说不准吃。或者可以吃。
And the lions obey.
那狮子也、
right?
也顺服的。
Okay. How about demons? Does the Creator have power over created spiritual beings? And the answer is yes.
那魔鬼呢？那神对那些受造的属灵的受造物有没有权柄呢？答案是是的。
Sometimes demons plead and beg for mercy.
有的时候呢，魔鬼会祈求怜悯啊，向主。
Remember the demon possessed man who had his name was Legion, many demons.
你记得那一个被鬼附的，很多鬼附着他，那个鬼的名字叫群。
And the demons begged Jesus, "Don't send us into hell. Don't send us into the pit."
所以魔鬼就祈求耶稣啊，不要把我们拆到无底坑去，不要拆到地狱去。
And so Jesus said, "Okay, you can go into the pigs."
And
there's 2,000 pigs in a herd, and the demons went into them. They all ran down a big hill and into the water, and they all drowned.
那有2,000头猪啊，这些这个叫群的鬼太多了，附到这2,000头猪，这猪都跳下悬崖，跳到水里去淹死。
On one occasion, there was a young boy, and the father said he's got demons in him.
有一次呢，有个小男孩，他的父亲跟耶稣说，他是被鬼附了。
And when Jesus commanded the demon to come out of him, the young boy fell on the ground, thrashing around, and then the demons left.
所以当耶稣要求这鬼出来的时候，这鬼却使这孩子啊摔倒在地上啊，最后呢才离开。
So, created demonic spirits. Obey the voice of their creator.
所以被造的属灵的被造物也是顺服着造物主的。
Remember the book of Job. Job.
Yeah, 你知道约伯记啊。
Satan has to ask permission before he can do anything to Job.
所以撒旦呢，必须要从神那得着许可。在他可以在约伯身上做任何事之前，他需要神的许可。
Diseases and sicknesses obey the voice of the Creator.
那疾病啊，也是顺服神的。
A man can't see, he is healed. A man can't walk, he is healed. A man is dead, and he's brought back to life.
有人看不见，他医治得医治了；有人不能行走，他医治了；甚至有人死了，神也把他复活了。
And so our thought is, he came to his own creation. He came to everything he created, and everything in creation that we can think of, and a lot of things we haven't thought of, said yes, master.
所以他来到他的受造物这里。那他所有的我们可以想象到的很多我们有提到他们都跟主说是的主啊我顺服你
creation respected the voice and the authority of the Creator.
那受造物尊重那造物主的声音和权柄。
Let's go back to John chapter 1.
那我们回到约翰的一章。
And look at verse 11 one more time.
那十一节我们再读一遍。
So remember, there are two different words here for the English word O-W-N.
那注意到这里英语这个自己的呢，它是两个不同的词，不同的意思。
Came to his own creation and his own, now different word, people.
所以第一个呢，他自己是指他自己的造物，受造的那些地方。第二个自己呢，是自己的人。
Interestingly enough, his own people, they were the highest form of creation.
很有意思，自己的人呢，却是整个受造的顺序里最高的。
Nothing else in creation bore the image of the Almighty, but man does.
没有其他任何受造物有造物主的形象和样式，只有人可以。
It is sad that everything else obeyed the voice of the Creator, but his own creation of man, mankind, or particularly in the context, Israel, rejected him.
很可惜，所有的受造物呢，他们是顺服神，但是这最高的受造人呢，却背逆他，尤其特别拣选的这批犹太人是特别背逆他。
He came to be their Messiah, their king.
他们来，耶稣来成为他们的弥赛亚，他们的王。
You know what they said? We have no king but Caesar.
你猜他们怎么说？他说我们没有王，我们耶稣凯撒就是我们的王。
We'll not have this man to rule over us.
我们不要这个人来统治我们。
And so there was national rejection, and there was also individual rejection.
所以这里有国家的整个拒绝哈，也有个人的拒绝。
But the next verse, verse 12, is a great verse.
但是十二节却是一个很。
Starts with the contrast, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So if you think about it, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him, but as many as do receive him.
对，他来到他自己的地方呢，自己的人不接待他，但是那有接待他的。
They're a wonderful promise of God.
所以这是非常好的从神来的应许。
A good question if you're witnessing to someone and you want to share the gospel with them, a good question might be this.
如果你想要跟人讲福音见证啊，一个很好的问题可以这么问。
Have you received the Lord Jesus as your own personal Savior?
你有没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主？
See that?
注意到了吗？
That's just biblical. That's a good word to use.
这是对你来说非常合圣经的一个词。
Some people want to change that and say, have you asked Jesus into your heart?
有的人会把这个词换成呢，你有没有邀请耶稣进到你心里来？
Well, I appreciate the thought, but that's not a biblical phrase.
我认可这个想法的动机啊，但是这的确不是一个合圣经的词。
In nowhere that I see in the Bible are we ever told to ask Jesus into our heart.
我没有在圣经里看见这样的表述，把耶稣邀请到我心里来。
We are told to receive him.
我们被告知呢，要接受他。
Now, let's think about this for a minute. How do you receive anyone or anything?
那你怎么样接受任何人或任何事呢？
Pardon?
Believe.
Believe. I would like to give you This is a joke. I'm not going to give you this. Okay. I would like to give you this marker. Would you like it?
Yes.
All you have to do is believe, right? I think you got to do more than believe here. That's my point.
所以他说举这个例子啊，他说呢，我想把这个笔呢送给你，你如果说我只是相信呢，其实你拿不到这支笔，你总是还有一。
You're not wrong, but you're not right.
对，你没有错，但你没有对啊。
The question is, how do I receive anyone or anything?
所以问题是我怎么样接受任何事或任何人呢
？I'm going to use another word now that'll help you.
我要再用一个词啊，会帮助你。
I must accept them or it. Would you like this marker? You said yes. So I go like that, and you go like that. And what did she do? She accepted that.
所以我们必须得有一个动作啊，就是他要接进来。你愿意相信，你知道这是真的，然后怎么样呢？他要把它接到，变成自己的，这才是真的。
Okay, so think about it this way. Before I can receive something, I have to believe that the offer is legitimate.
对，在我接受一样事情之前呢，我总是要先认可啊，这个给我这个供应啊是合理的，是合法的。
So Jesus says, "I give unto them eternal life."
所以耶稣说呢，我把永生给了他们。
Okay. Or as many as receive, we're talking about.
所以在这里呢，凡接待他的人啊，在这。
The gift of God is eternal life.
那就神的恩赐是永生。
So what I have to believe is that God means that. God said, "I would like to give you eternal life. Would you like it?" So I have to say, "I believe that He is really." Legitimately offering me eternal life.
所以神说呢，我要把这永生赐给你啊。那你说我真的想要，所以我先要看看这个供应给我的这个永生，他给的是不是合理合法的。
So I forget your name, Jane.
No,
Linda. Linda. Oh, sorry, Linda. Sorry. So Linda, you have a marker there that I gave you, right? How did you get it?
So Linda, 刚才你有这个笔啊，是我给你的，你怎么得着的呢？
No, I didn't ask you.
I answer your question. Then you give me.
You ask me a question?
Answer.
What question
answer
did you?
Answer your question.
What question?
Answer.
Oh, you answered my question. Ah, so I said, Linda, would you like this marker? And you said yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so I gave it to you. Mm-hmm. Yes. How did you get it?
I accept.
You accept it. Great. So Jesus says, I would like to give you eternal life. And you say, I believe He really wants to give me eternal life. And so I accept. I just receive that. The problem is, it's not physical. It's not like I can say, would you like this? And He says yes, and He takes it. This is the Lord Jesus. This is life. This is something I can't feel or see. But it's real.
所以他就刚才有番对话，他就说我是怎么，你是怎么得到这支笔的？然后呢，他回答了说我想要，然后他真的去把它接进来了。他有一个动作啊，所以耶稣跟我们之间也是这样的。耶稣说我要把永生给你，所以他是很认真的。所以我们呢，要把它接进来呢，也是要真的有个动作，不是说我相信这样东西是真的，然后就停了，我要去有个动作把它接到我 给我自己，我能用，对吧？但是这个东西呢，它是看不见的，不像那支笔啊，这张纸是看得见的。耶稣的永生是看不见的。
You got that, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, why? There are many reasons this is important, but let me give you one reason why it's important to accept or to receive the Lord Jesus. He offers it. You say, okay, I'm the sinner, you're the Savior, I accept eternal life, I accept your sacrifice.
所以有很多的理由啊，是这个点很重要。我先跟大家讲当中一个理由，就是我接进来这个动作为什么重要啊？我跟大家讲这个理由。
Okay, now I'm going to tell you why. One reason, this is hundreds of reasons. Let me tell you one reason why this is really important.
非常重要的，这个点是非常重要的。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Now the context is, this is the night before the Lord Jesus is going to be crucified.
那上下文是耶稣要第二天要上十字架了。
Lot of things happening on this last night.
在这个前一天晚上发生了很多事。
Okay. Lord Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Verse 1.
第一节呢说耶稣对他们说，你们心里不要忧愁。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也应当信我。
Chapter 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我早就已经告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you,
我若去为你们预备了地方,
I will come again,
就必再来,
and do what?
干什么呢?
Receive you to myself,
接你们到我那里去,
that where I am, you may be also.
我在哪里, 叫你们也在那里。
No. Let me tell you why it's really, really important that you receive or accept the Lord Jesus into your heart.
那我来告诉大家为什么这么重要，你要接受，把基督接成你自己的。
Because when he comes back, when he's got the Father's house ready, and he comes back, he's only going to receive those who have received him.
因为呢，他当他把父家的房子预备好之后，当他回来，他只会去接那些已经把他接到自己这里来的那些人。
He's not going to receive those who rejected him. They can't come to the Father's house.
他不会去接那些拒绝他的人，那些人是不能到父的家。
Only those who have received the Lord Jesus does he come back and receive to himself.
那只有那些接受基督的人。当耶稣再回来，耶稣才会接待他们。
Now I want you to think about this also.
我要大家想一想这事。
Safety is not in heaven. Safety is in a person.
所以安全呢，不是在天堂，安全是在一个人身上。
You might think to yourself, well, if I could get to heaven, I would be safe.
那你可能会想呢，我去天堂我就安全了。
Satan fell from heaven.
撒旦也是从天堂堕落下来。
Safety is only in Jesus.
安全只是在耶稣里面。
When he comes back, he's going to receive the ones that received him to himself.
他来，他要把那些接待他的人呢，接到他自己这里。
对。And then he says, wherever I am, that's where you're going to be.
他说我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
You know, this will settle the question of where will I spend eternity? It will settle that question.
这个就解决了一个问题，我在哪里度过我的永生？
I don't care where I spend eternity.
所以我不在乎我在哪里度过永生。
I'm going to be in Jesus and with Jesus.
我只要跟耶稣在一起，就是永生了。
If Jesus is in heaven, I'm going to be in heaven.
耶稣在天堂，我就在天堂。
If Jesus is on earth, I'm going to be on earth.
耶稣在地上，我就在地
上。If Jesus is in the New Jerusalem, I'm going to be in the New Jerusalem.
耶稣如果在新耶路撒冷，我就在那。
Wherever Jesus is, that's where I'm going to be.
不管耶稣在哪，我就在那里。
I will receive them to myself.
我会把他接到我这里来。
What did he tell the thief on the cross that day when he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom?
那天，十字架上一个强盗说，主啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我，他怎么回答呢？
He didn't say, today you're going to the kingdom.
他没有说，今天你就在国里了。
He said, today you're going to be with me.
他说，今天你要同我在一起了。
Big difference.
这是很大的区别。
Everything is about Jesus. Everything.
都是指向耶稣的。
So, how do we get there? Oh, receiving. That's right. Receiving. Okay.
So Jesus was also saying, he said, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father.
Oh.
耶稣呢，也是跟门徒说，你们要在人面前否认我不认我，我就在父面前不认你们。
Yeah.
So if I don't welcome you to my house, how will you welcome me to your house?
如果我不欢迎你到我们家来，那你怎么会欢迎我到你们家去呢？
That's the way it works.
这是非常简单的逻辑。
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Okay. So we're that was a little bit of a rabbit trail. Just a little one. And it started with the word go, wash. Okay, let's go back to John chapter 9.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a big rabbit trail. Yeah. So little words, right? Okay. So we learned some other words. We learned the word go. Why is the word go important? Because of who said it. That's why it's important.
所以我们学到这个词说去，为什么重要呢？是因为说的人是谁重要。
So anything the Lord Jesus says is important.
所以每一样耶稣说的词呢都很重要。
If Jesus says go, you go. If Jesus says come, you come.
耶稣说去你就去，耶稣说来呢你就来。
If Jesus says believe, you need to believe.
如果耶稣说相信，你就应该相信。
If Jesus says receive, you need to receive.
如果耶稣说你接受，你就要接受。
If Jesus says trust me, you need to.
耶稣说呢，你信靠我，那你要信靠他。
Okay, in John chapter 9, verse 7, the command was go wash in the pool of Siloam. At the last part of verse 7, it says, so he went and washed.
第七节呢，他就说你去往希罗亚池子里。
And came back, seeing.
他去一洗回来就看见了。
What do we learn from that statement? So he went and washed and came back seeing. What can we learn from that?
那我们从这里能学到什么呢？他去了一洗就看见了。
He obeyed, right?
他顺服了，对吗？
Jesus said, go.
耶稣说去。
And wash.
去洗。
In the pool of Siloam.
在希罗亚池子洗。
He could have said, Lord, that is 1 kilometer away. I am blind. I can't see. I don't think I can make it.
他会说主啊，这有一公里远呢，我看不见，我走不过去啊。
No excuses.
没有借口。
He just took off.
他就去了。
I don't know if he had help. I don't know how he got there, but he got there because he went and he washed.
我们不知道他有没有什么帮助，他反正就去了洗了。
This is a perfect example of someone exercising faith.
这是一个非常完美的例子，有人来操练了信心。
Let's pause here for a minute.
我们在这停一下。
How did this man exercise faith?
这个人是怎么样训练信心，他就实践了信心。
How did he exercise faith?
他怎么做的？
He went.
他去了。
Can you imagine this man getting to the pool of Siloam and going, I wonder how deep that is. I'm afraid if I go, I might drown in here.
你可以想想这个人啊，他摸一摸这个希罗亚池子，他说这不知道有多深呢，我会不会淹死？
I cannot imagine he would finally find the pool and then sit on the bank and put his feet in there. You know, I can't believe he'd do that.
我不觉得他会发最后走到池子边上呢，就坐在池边不动啊。这个我不觉得会这样。
I think whenever he felt the water, he just said, "There it is, boom!" And in he went, right there. Just.
所以他找到池水呢，他就一定进去洗。
Can you imagine him scrubbing himself when he is in the water? He's in the water.
That's
what he's doing.
他可能就是洗啊，就
做啊。Go wash.
他就洗啊。
He's got mud in his eyes. He's got mud on his face. Go wash.
他就洗他的脸啊，他脸上都是泥啊，眼睛上都是泥。
You imagine, just, I mean, get in the emotion of this thing. He is washing.
他一直在洗，一直搓。然后呢，他看见了。
You imagine that?
你能想象吗？
Then I think he washed with tears.
然后我觉得他在边哭边洗。
I can see.
我现在能看见。
I can see.
我现在能看见。
See, don't read your Bible too fast.
所以不要读得太快。
Get into it.
进到。
Let it speak to you.
让这些话语跟你说话。
Then he came back.
然后他回来了。
Oh, I don't know how long it took him to get there, but it didn't take him long to get back.
我不知道他去的时候花了多久，但他回来应该。
He's making big steps coming back.
他肯定是大踏步的跑回来。
He might have walked like this going, because he doesn't know where he's going. Coming back, he's taking big steps.
他去的时候是很慢的去的，因为他也不知道该怎么样去。但回来他是很高兴的冲回来。
It's a miracle.
这是个神迹。
He came back. He went away in faith, believing. He came back in faith, seeing.
所以他离开是在信心里，然后回来是在看见里。
Okay, so here's what we want to do. Let's stop right here for a minute and let's say, let's see if we can give a definition to faith.
然后我们来看呢，能不能我们给一个信心，一个定义。
The man obviously is exercising faith, and we know he did something. Let's see if we can get a definition of faith.
所以他这里的确是在已经操练在信心里啊，所以我们来给一个信心，一个定义。
Anyone?
Faith is something that you can't see, but you believe it will happen.
信心就是你看不见，但是你知道它一定会发生。
It's not something you can see.
所以不是一个你能看见。
Does anyone know a verse that says what faith is?
有没有信心的一个句经文呢？
Hebrews 11.
Okay, Hebrews 11. Okay.
希伯来书十一章一节。
Okay. Hebrews chapter 11. We're going to look at the very first.Verse.
我们来读希伯来书十一章第一节。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now we're going to say, what is that?
你们会说这啥意思？
Oh my. What is substance of things hoped for? Anybody got a different translation?
有没有不同的翻译？所望之事的实底。
What is substance? What translation you got there? What does it say?
NIV. What we hope for and be sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
The grounds that we...
Okay.
What are confidence?
Okay. Confidence, substance, something firm that we hope for. What is hope?
Hope 是什么？盼望是什么？
Why is this so hard? Why can't it just be simple?
But you know the grounds that he's talking about. For instance, the weathermen, they forecast the weather. And they have instruments that they send up to see which way the wind is blowing, the moisture in the air. And with confidence, they can say it's going to snow tomorrow, or it's going to rain tomorrow, or it's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Those are the grounds that they use in predicting the weather, that tomorrow is going to happen like that. So,
they're often wrong.
Faith is...
They're often wrong.
But that's the grounds.
But that's the grounds, I understand. Yeah.
其实呢，比如天气预报会告诉你明天会什么天啊，这个天，那个天。但是呢，你相信他这件事情才是你明天知道一定会发生这个事情的这个基础啊。然后之后呢说呢，有的时候天气预报也不准啊，所以对，所以在乎你相信的是什么。
The ground of things hopeful.
So you know, God is the ground that we have all our hopes on.
对，神才是那基础，就是我们所信的是神，神就不会像天气预报不准。然后你信他，他就一定会发生。
That's our confidence.
这是我们的信心的来源，所以在乎我们所信的那样客体。
And that's our faith.
这就是信心。
In Amplified, it says the enduring, the in, with an inherent trust and enduring confidence.
Yeah. Okay. And this is all good. We're just putting pieces together here. Or the substance of things hoped for. Look at verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed. Now look how we know the worlds were framed. By the word of God.
所以第三节我们因着信就知道数世界是借神话造成的。
Okay. So, watch this. I can say the world was created by God.
我也可以说呢。世界是被神造的。
And someone would say, how do you know that?
有人可以说呢，那你怎么知道呢？
I said, because in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我的回答说呢，因为启示录，创世纪一章一节说呢，起初神创造天地。
Now, that's the ground. That's the substance of things that I hope for.
这就是实底，这就是基础。
It's the promise of God. It's the word of God. That is the ground of our hope.
这是一个神的话，是神的应许，这才是我盼望的一个基础。
So remember, when we say faith, faith is not there's a big hole down here, and I'm just going to jump in that hole. And I'm going to have faith that everything's going to be okay. That would be rather stupid, I think.
所以信心不是一样什么事呢？前面有个洞，然后我说呢，我有信心跳进去就没事。这个不是信心啊，这不是个信心的样子。
But if I say if the word of God says everyone who jumps in that hole will be a millionaire. If God's word said that.
如果假设我说如果是人跳到这个洞里就是百万富翁假设这是神说的。
That would be the substance of things hoped for. That would be God said if I jump in that hole I could become a millionaire. That's the first part of faith. The second part of faith is I got to jump in that hole.
所以神说呢那你跳进去就是百万富翁这个是一个应许那这个应许是你的基础然后呢只是第一部分那第二部分呢你得跳你得进去
Faith has two parts not just one part
信心是有两个部分的
Okay so watch this God didn't say if you jump in a hole that you're going to become a millionaire but what he does say you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved That's the substance of what we hope for.
神没有说你跳到洞里就成百万富翁，但神的确说你信靠耶稣基督，你就得救了。那你要接受，那你就真的得救。这就是。
But the second part of faith is, it says, it's the evidence of things that I have not seen.
那这个第二个部分呢是未见之事的实据啊。
We have often used this illustration, so let me use it one more time.
那我们经常会用这个例子啊，那我们再用一次。
I know these chairs are going to be replaced pretty soon, so they're really not that good. But I've been sitting in this chair this morning for a couple of hours.
我们知道这个椅子呢，我这里椅子有点旧了，可能不一定很结实。但是呢，他说今天早晨他坐着已经两个小时已经很结实了。
Let's just suppose that I just walked in here and I've never seen this chair before.
那假设我是刚走进这个屋子，我没有见过这个椅子以前。
And so someone says to me, "There is a chair. It is well built." And you can sit in that chair and you will be safe. It will be a very good chair for you.
那有人跟我说呢，这个椅子造得很结实，你完全可以坐下来，你没有问题，这椅子。
So I inspect this chair.
然后我就检查这把椅子。
And I look and I say, yes, very firm chair, very firm.
我说这真的是个很结实的椅子，我仔细检查了。
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm absolutely convinced that the manufacturer made a really good, solid chair, and I hope to sit in that chair. I'm going to enjoy that chair. Yes, I believe that chair will hold me up.
现在呢，我仔细检查之后，我相信呢，这个椅子一定能拖住我。这个整个结构完全没问题，它可以很结实。
That is the first part of faith.
这是信心的第一个部分。
The second part of faith, the evidence of things not seen.
第二个是未见之事的确据。
What's this? I haven't seen it, and you haven't seen it, because I've never sat in this chair before. I haven't seen that yet.
我们都没看呢，因为你也没看，我也没看，我没有。
But you're about to see it.
你马上就要看见。
And I'm about to see it.
我也马上看见。
Because the second part of faith is not only am I convinced the chair will hold me up, I'm going to put my weight in the chair. I've never done it before, and I'm going to trust this chair. And that is the second part of faith.
所以我要呢，从来没做过，我现在要坐下，这就是我信心的第二步。
God says, you trust my son, the Lord Jesus Christ, And I'm going to save you from the penalty of sin and give you everlasting life.
神说呢，我要你信靠我的圣子耶稣基督，那我要把你从罪的后果里救出来，给你永恒的生命。
So if I believe what God says, the verse we read said, that's the substance of things hoped for. God says you can have everlasting life, and because God said it, I believe that because God doesn't lie and he tells the truth.
对，所以正是因为这是神说的，这就像是所望之事的实底，它本身是一个基础，是从神的应许来的。那我完全相信它就是个事实。
That's only the first part of faith.
这是第一个部分。
It's not real faith yet.
这还不是个真的信心。
It doesn't become real faith until I trust what God says.
它不成为真的信心，直到我完全接受、信靠这事实。
Okay. So I believe God, I trust God, I accept what the Lord says, and he says, if I trust the Lord Jesus my Savior, I'll have eternal life. So I'm hoping that, I'm looking forward to that, and now I'm going to show you the evidence of things not seen. I trust Jesus as my Savior. That's biblical faith.
所以这个信心两个部分的，第一个呢，你要真知道神的话是真实的。 信靠基督得拯救得永生。第二呢，你要坐下来。
What is my faith based on?
那我的信心基于什么呢？
What God promises, that's what it's based on.
基于神所应许的。
I am trusting that what God tells me is true, and I'm going to not just say I believe it, I'm going to prove that I believe it by trusting the Lord Jesus is my Savior.
所以我不但呢说我相信，我还要做啊，我证明我是相信的。
Faith. If you said to me, Joe, show me your faith. If you said, show me your faith.
如果你跟Joe说，Joe，你把你的信心显给我看。
I'd say, I will show you my faith by reading it for you.
我说我会。 把这个经读给你听了，显明我的信心。
God says, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
圣经说你信靠耶稣基督就得救。
So my faith is in what God says, not in what I feel, not in my church, not in anything, only what God says, and I'll prove it to you because I live like that.
那我 相信这一切是神说的，然后我要向你证明，因为我是按照这个话去行的。So
the blind man in John chapter 9 got the command.
所以这个瞎子在九章约翰福音有一个命令。Go 去
and wash in the pool of Siloam.
在希罗亚池子洗。He
exercised faith, the Bible says. He went.
然后他操
And he washed.
洗了。所以两个部分都有了。That's
faith. He believed what Jesus told him.
他相信耶稣告诉他的。And
the result was he could see.
那结果就是他能看见了。He
could see. So my question, and I'll let you, my question to you this morning is, have you exercised biblical faith in Jesus?
所以我今天上午对你们的问题就是，你们有没有按照合圣经的方式来做这个信心呢？就是有两步。
You trust what God says.
你相信神所说的。
And then that which you have not seen, you accept and you live that life by faith.
那你对于这些没有所看见的事呢？ 你接近来按照他的话去行，活出这样的生命。
So in the book of James, the Lord tells us that faith without works is dead. Okay, when you have faith, you believe something. He believed in this chair, and he sat in this chair. He knew that the chair was sturdy and it's going to hold his weight. Not only did he sit in that chair, but he will come tomorrow again and sit in that chair. He will continue to have faith in that chair.
所以雅各书说呢，没有行为的信心是死的。所以对于只有刚才举这个椅子的例子，他研究不行，他得坐下。当他坐了一次以后呢，他不会就停了。他第二天回来还会坐着，他每一天回来都会坐着。So
that's the faith that the Lord gives us.
这就是神给我们的信心。That
this faith will go on right into the time into the presence of our Lord.
所以我们这个信心会一直持续到见主面的日子。
But interesting, you know, we were talking about creation obeying the animals and the plants and that obeying God. The plants and the animals don't have any will. Okay, they have to obey the creator.
所以我们知道，我们今天讲到的受造物呢，食物也动物也好，他们是没有自由意志，他们是就是顺服神的，因为受造就是这样。But
those that have a will, like mankind, human beings, created in the image of God, the angels have a will as well. One third of them took off from heaven; they disobeyed God, and man disobeyed God.
所以人呢和天使是受造呢有自由意志的， 天使呢有三分之一的天使呢堕落了，离开了天堂，那人类呢也在亚当里呢也堕落了，也背逆了神。
Even though they didn't want to believe and didn't want to obey God in this life, but the word of God says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以即便人在今生可以背逆神啊，但是圣经说呢，总有一天呢，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主啊。
So we have that choice of either receiving him in this life, or rejecting him and saying, I don't believe in him, I don't believe his word.
我们或者呢，今生接受他成为我们的救主，或者说呢，我拒绝，我不要他做我的主。
And then he will also say, when you stand before the judgment seat, that I never knew you, depart from me.
啊，那在审判日呢？在那审判台前，主也会说我也不认识你了。
So it's the most important decision that a person can make in their life.
嗯哼。
所以这是一个人一生最重要的一个决定。
Okay.
Okay. Very good. Our time is gone, so maybe we'll close in prayer.
Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to look into your word. And Lord, there's so many treasures there that. Sometimes we just get lost in the wonder of it all.
主啊，我们要如此感恩，因为您的话语啊真的是宝藏啊，我们总是取之不尽。我们有的时候在一个点上就一直觉得是特别的好。
Lord, when we think of the treasures in your word that we receive here, in this meanly state that we're in, but Lord, we think of the treasures that are going to be with thee when we get to.Be with thee forever and ever.
如果我们今天在地上看见这宝藏就如此的丰盛，我们到天上跟你在一起的时候又是何等的大呢？
Lord, we experience your life here, your love in this lifetime that we have, but more so, Lord, when we are in thy holy presence, how much we'll feel that love, how great it will be that we can understand the love of God.
主啊，我们在今生就感受到你如此大的爱，我们在永恒里与您同在的时候。主向我们显明的爱又是何等的大的。
Who sent his son into this wicked world that he might save them from their sins?
那您差您的圣子来到这邪恶的世界，靠让我们有机会靠着他可以得救。
So Lord, we pray for each and every one that's heard the word here this morning, that you would stir their hearts, Lord, that it's very expedient that we know not what tomorrow is going to bring, whether we'll be alive or we'll be dead.
主啊，我们盼望每一个今天听见这话语的人心里被搅动，因为我们不知道明天会怎样。
But today is the day of salvation.
因为今天就是得救的日子。
So Lord, we commend each and every one into your hands, Lord, that thou would undertake for them.
主啊，
grow our faith, Lord, as we continue to experience life with thee, and Lord, we become more and more confident.
主啊，我们就把每一个人生命交在您的手中，当生命。我们把自己交在您手里的时候，我们就生命里越来越有自信。
We thank you and bless you in that wonderful name of our Lord Jesus.
我们感恩颂赞这美好的耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
奉耶稣的名。Amen. Amen.